morning.
Good morning.
I guess we're all online. I have a few pictures I want to show you. Thank you. Are we good? Shall I press something here? There? Oh, did I just mess it up? Okay. You want to do it from there? It's good to see everyone. And so many things are happening today. We're also welcoming new members, and also we are farewelling our member. And so there is always a sadness and an excitement when we say farewell to others. But today I want us to focus on this day. What I'm going to do today, we start a series from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. And these next few Sundays, we'll be talking about the prophecy of Isaiah of the coming of the Messiah. Who is this person that is coming? But I want to gauge our attention today solely on the beginning of the scripture in Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 2, as we see here, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, light has dawned. Amen. This is a powerful statement, a powerful declaration, that Isaiah, on his time of proclaiming the word and the promise of redemption, not only for the nation of Israel, but for mankind, for those who dwell in darkness, people who dwell in, see, darkness cannot create light. Darkness, light has to come from another source, another place. And that's what Isaiah is proclaiming here. We are going to camp on that verse. I will come back on that verse. But I would like to join a report from Ethiopia on this trip together with this message. Is that okay? I want to thank the council for allowing me to go. So I'll give you some update. There are two Fijians in Ethiopia. Let me just tell you the story here. When I arrived at the airport in Ethiopia, we've been praying for this trip. This is the first time I'm stepping out in faith to some unknown place. I was invited by Tesfaye and the Mekane Yesu church that he's part of. So, on the arrival, I stopped at the immigration. They were asking me, with very stern face, what are you doing here? What's your contact? Why are you here? So I have to, try to get my bag. While I was in the process of answering this question, I heard a voice behind me says, "Sir, use this." So I turn around, there was another dark fellow like me behind me, and he is the secretary of the embassy of my government in Fiji. With his badge, he said, "Give this to her." And it was a card from the government of Fiji. So I handed over to the lady. Oh, thank you, have a good trip. So they thought I was a part of the diplomat. I want you to pay attention to this story. Yeah. So we went, and he came, good to see you, sir. We went out. We got into the van. Pastor Tesfaye was there. We sat in the van, and he said, sir, we have to brief you. Okay. There's a change in the planning. We've been talking with Pastor Tesfaye. The ambassador wishes for us to engage with your activity. He said, the embassy wants to take care of everything about you while you're here in Ethiopia. Your accommodation, your transportation, pick and drop, everywhere, the government of Fiji will take care of you. And I stood there, okay, I never know these guys, never met them. So the engagement came through Pastor Tesfaye, who went to the embassy and said, there's a Fijian pastor coming. They got excited. So my heart was beating. So that became the whole journey. Before I left here, I wished to meet with my Fijian counterpart there, our ambassador. But I felt strongly in my heart that as I was praying one day, that I'm going to be serving communion with the ambassador and his family and the whole community. And that's exactly what happened. Sunday the 2nd, when you were having communion here, we were at the embassy together with the staff and everybody, and the ambassador said, Joanna, would you serve us communion? Can we have communion today? Things began to evolve there. So, and here we have, we went and met Pastor Reverend Dr. Tesome. He's a former member of our church here. And he was excited because when we went to his office, Tesfaye didn't tell him that I was coming. He just walked in and then turned around, Pastor Joel, come in. And then he said, what? You're joking. And then I walk inside his office, he jumped out. Pastor Tesome is the general secretary of the largest church, probably in Africa, the Mekane Yesus, with a member of 9.7 million members. He has a big responsibility. That connection took place. We met two more times before I left. This is the Mekane Yesu Theological Seminary. I went there the first day. They invited me to share something, but I went there to thank Mekane Yesus and honor that school and that church for sending their students to, as they become part of their studies here, they also become part of our life here as SIC. And the 4 years they've been here, they've contributed to our service and the growth. So when they fell, we need to honor them. Keep that relationship. Visited the school, music school. They have the theological department and the music department. And it was exciting. I see I'm learning some traditional violin there. They're amazing, amazing people. I did a workshop. They asked me to do a workshop for the students. So we'll speak about mission and music, and also a life of a musician. What is a life of a musician? Remove the music, remove all the talent. Who are you? And it was a very powerful, powerful meeting. I remember that's the workshop. Go back. I remember after we were talking, we hold hands together, and they start singing, I have decided to follow Jesus in Ethiopia. It was this amazing, powerful, powerful time. And so because of what happened, the school decided, we want you again for last session, and this time we'll bring the whole campus and the whole faculty. So we have it there, and the questions and stuff. It's amazing because I not only just go on my own, but I represent the congregation that we have here in Norway. And then we went to Pastor Tesfaye. This is the area that Pastor Tesfaye lived. This is his town. We were walking through his town. There are a lot of good stuff there. Most of them are made in China. But that's Pastor Tesfaye and his family. That's where they live. That's their house. It's a mud house. And his work also situated in one of the poor region of Addis Ababa. And we were blessed to have time to preach together in his church. Those are some of his guys. And it's amazing the work that he is doing there. Please remember to pray for him. He hasn't got a permanent work yet. They're serving God and trusting God for their finances and provision for their family. They're struggling to find job. This is at the ambassador resident. When I left, another person that I wanted to meet was Marit Breen. Many of you have heard of Marit Breen, and we are supporting her. She's working in Ethiopia. So I was only able to call her, but she's one of the person that I was trusting God that we would connect and spend time together. So that didn't happen because she lives in another region, but in my heart I said, we are going to meet somewhere, somehow, before I leave here. So anyways, on my way on the plane, the counselor of the embassy, they took me. So we were checking in. And then he said something to me that I didn't really understood. He said to me, Pastor, you are walking on red carpet. This is a nice place here in Ethiopia. The airport is nice. It's got red carpet. Oh, fantastic. He was trying to make a point to me. He said, Pastor, you are walking on red carpet. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Cool. And then he said again, you are walking on red carpet, Pastor. Yeah. Oh, that's good. He said, this, only the diplomat, they walk on this lane. And you are a diplomat now, as we speak. Went through all the way till they put me nearly to the gate. I sat and I ponder. So on the gate, through the right boarding the plane, walk inside, and I was putting my luggage, and here was Marit Breen behind me, putting her luggage right next to each other. Yeah? Our back, turn around. I know, we're gonna meet. So we sat next to each other for 4 or 5 hours, just talking and sharing about what God is doing. This is a lesson. It is a lesson of faith for me. That God's Christmas that we are celebrating is a Christmas that reminds us of how much we are valuable to God. We just don't believe in God. Our faith is anchored into the hands of this faithful God Almighty. I don't know about you, but that's me. Yeah? This trip is a small and a tiny demonstration that God is with us wherever we go. Amen? That I was walking on the red carpet, I don't even know that I was. You know, of course, you know, it's a carpet. Yeah? But God comes through to us even on the very last minute. He comes to us. He opens door for us. He comes through with a request that we have on him. People who are walking in darkness have seen the great light. And this is a prophetic declaration to the people of Israel. The king of Assyria, more than 735 before Christ, the Assyrians came there, took the Jews, deported them, and bring foreigners into this place of Galilee. Devastation. In Matthew, we read in chapter 4 that God, the Christ, after the temptation, 40 days fasting, he walked. He said that he changed course and he walked towards Galilee. Yeah? That step, that change of the direction was fulfilling the purpose of God from eternity. And he says to fulfill what was written by Isaiah. And here he was. God has come. The light is already here. What God is requiring of us is to understand that our darkness has no power over us. What is your darkness? What are you going through right now that seems like it's your darkness? Discouragement? Maybe a relationship? Seth is talking about his situation. We have those little segments and places in which we withdraw when things are going tough and we cover ourselves. He says that those who walk in darkness, light came. It came not from within the darkness. It came from somewhere else. The hope that we know that is in Christ Jesus. As we face this Christmas, I want to encourage the deepest core of your heart is that God is alive and well. And he is ready to step with you even in the most difficult times that we are able to see him come through. It is one thing to believe in him. It is another thing to have faith in him in every day of our life. And this Christmas is about that. Is welcoming. The day of Advent is about preparation. Preparation for the coming of the Messiah. May that start today. Let we be reminded that God is already at work. Maybe there are places that we have fall short, and God is requiring of us. Get closer to the light. Embrace the promises of God. What is your darkness? Is it unbelief? Is it worry? Maybe we feel perplexed because of this coming Christmas. Relatives are coming. We are going around at home. We're running around putting the lights and all these things. But yet there is a message that God is alive with us, that every day of our lives is spent in his company and in his presence. God wants to treat us. He wants to spoil you, just as I was spoiled in Ethiopia. He wants to come on the very last minute. He is the master of that. There are things that are beyond our power and our control. And this Christmas is about God come. Let him take. Trusting in him. Renewing again our commitment and our trust, our devotion. Maybe your red carpet is just near you. Maybe you are walking on it right now. Maybe that person behind you, that voice is here. Christmas is a day of miracle. Miracle that God gave himself to us, but miracle because you, your life and my life and our journey is a story of miracle. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today Thank you that you remind us again today that that light has come. That light is here today. We pray that you will come and lift us out of our darkness and our worry and our perplexity, and let your light consume every aspect of our lives. That light that brings miracle, that light of hope. Help us not to resist the light. This Christmas we welcome you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite us to